Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. This morning, I thought we'd talk about kids. It's a time of year that we think about our kiddos a lot, and our focus is on making them happy. And one of the ways that we can make them happy is to understand their health care needs and concerns. And it's kind of an interesting fact that due to the trauma of birth, and it is traumatic if you've ever watched it or been around a birth process, whether it be a natural birth or a C-section, there's a lot of tugging and pulling on the head and neck area and shoulders to get that little baby out. And so the research shows that 99% of all kids are born with an abnormal motion pattern. And you might think, oh, they just have a stiff neck or something like that. Well, no, it's a little more than that. But here is the sequence of events. And we'll use some big words, but I'll explain them to you, so no concerns. But the first thing that happens is what we call dyskinesia. And what that means is abnormal motion, as we've already talked about. Then the next thing that happens is disafferentation. So you have nerves that carry messages to the central nervous system, and then you have nerves that send output from the central nervous system out to the body. And so afferent nerves carry messages to the central nervous system, and when the spine is not moving correctly, that's abnormal information getting to the central nervous system. And we've talked about this before, but you may not remember, but 80% of the information going to your brainstem and your cerebellum comes from the mechanoreceptors of the spine. So now all of a sudden you have 80% of the information that is possibly not good. We've all heard the term garbage in, garbage out, mm-hmm. and that's what starts to happen. We have bad information getting to the body, and now we have bad information going out to the body from the brainstem and the spinal cord, and we call that dysautonomia.
Okay.
And so we have dyskinesia that leads to disafferentation that leads to dysautonomia. There will be no quiz at the end, but just so you know, this
hopefully
is
no spelling test.
No spelling test either. But it's important to know this information, because these kids are born with these things and they have no perception of what normal is. You know, their perception is, I'm born, here I am, oh, my head and neck don't feel right, but I guess that's normal. I can't turn all the way to the right, but I guess that's normal. You know, they have no baseline until we establish that baseline. And that's what makes it so important that we get our kids checked and get them evaluated for these motion patterns. I can't tell you how many kids over the years that have had been colicky and we get them better in just no time, or had abnormal digestive patterns and we get them better in no time, or they're slow to walk or talk or crawl or whatever the case may be, and they get better in no time because their nervous system is so open and available for updating and responds great. Now, do we, you know, treat them the same way we do adult? Absolutely not. It's totally different and totally appropriate for a child. And, you know, I've treated my kids and my grandkids and so many kids over the years, and their nervous system just love it and do so much better when they're balanced and updated. So I encourage you, as this year rolls over, to get your kids checked, and we would love to do that for you and your family. So give the office a call, 812-346-4181, and we will be there for you and to service your family. But with that all being said, I hope everybody has a wonderful Merry Christmas, and all your wishes come true.
All right. Merry Christmas to the Phillips family.
Thank you, Joe.
That is Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.